Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I'm your host, Corey James, and this is Clocked In, the life development podcast where I review how to choose growth and overcome adversity with a clocked in mindset, which means that we are committed to high performance and productivity against all odds. Now, of course, I'm your host, Corey James, and this is episode number 135, I believe. My count could be off, entitled Take Responsibility During Transitions. And I think the subtitle could be Stop Suffering in Silence. And I want to start off with a quote, and this quote is by Winston Churchill, and he once said, "The price of greatness is responsibility." The price of greatness is responsibility. And this is important to me because I look at so many people, young, old, and everything in between, who try to shirk responsibility, who try to hide from a responsibility and navigate around it instead of just looking responsibility in the eye and figuring out how to improve to a level that allows us to overcome the challenges that come with responsibility. See, that responsibility is so important, but so often we lose sight of what it is and where the value is and knowing how to face those responsibilities. And the end of the year is right around the corner. We're here in December, right here and right now, which means that we're in a transitional season, right? And as we take on these transitions, I think to myself that there is and should be closure, but there's also a sense of a new chapter being born right before our eyes. It's in development. We're developing right now for this next year. And when we're honest with ourselves about the fact that change is coming, that it's right around the corner, that there will be a new calendar year in the next few weeks, then I think we can take responsibility and lean in and build up to our greatness. Because everyone on some level wants to be great. And I don't mean great like, you know, like Wayne Gretzky or like LeBron James or Michael Jordan. Maybe you do want that. But what I'm saying is you want to be the greatest version of you that you can be, because that's really where the value is in this life that we live, this limited life, these limited views and experiences that we can have. Think about it. If you have access to the full world and everything in it, but you aren't your best self, then do you even really have access? You know, you're still imprisoned by your thoughts. You're still imprisoned by your perspective. But when you take responsibility, then, man, you can unlock doors. You can open up things and opportunities that were never seemingly there before. And transitions just so happen to be the best time frame to take that change, right? The shift in environment, the shift in relationship, the shift in job and location, whatever it may be for you, and to take that in stride and to say, this momentum shift can actually be to my benefit. So you can actually roll those things into a different skill set, a different area, a different avenue. Let me better explain. Whenever I moved from Texas to California in 2019, I knew that the transition was going to be significant. And it would take me 30, 60, 90 days, maybe even up to 6 months to make that full transition and to get back to a level point, a level playing field, right? Where I felt like I knew the area, where I felt like I knew my habits. I didn't have to use GPS. Where I wasn't just adjusting back to the new norm. And when I was taking this on, my personal commitment was to get in the best shape of my life by building the habits that would allow that, right? It was not just my physical shape, but my mental shape and my spiritual shape. I wanted to be in the best, to be at my greatest that I could possibly be. And I knew that during a transition, it's so easy to kick your feet up, to rest up, to have senioritis, and to just throw in the towel to some degree and to say like, you know, I don't need to go hard right now because the year is almost over anyway. No, right now is the time to go hard. And we're not gonna wait until New Year's Eve to start talking about goals and resolutions and all those fun things that everyone likes to talk about. What I wanna challenge you to do is take responsibility right now and tap into your greatness right now, because that really gives you the keys. It gives you the intention. It gives you the direction and the discipline to build the life that you want during a transition period that's already going to happen anyway. See, you're either going to rise to this opportunity or you'll let it slip through your fingers. But the opportunity is here nonetheless, and the question is, do you take responsibility for your growth during this transition season and rise to your level of greatness? Or do you make excuses? And do you always lean on what could have been and what almost was and what should be and how all these things that didn't work out for you don't seem fair? I know I'm speaking to someone out there right now, someone who knows the year's ending and is like, man, I'm so tired from January through November that I don't really want to go hard in December. I'll start going hard in January on a Monday in January, and then January becomes March, which becomes May, which becomes August, September, and all of a sudden you're like, man, I remember about a year ago I said that I would change, and I haven't made that change yet. See, I just want to challenge my people to stop making the excuses and to start stepping towards execution, right? And start being the example. Start setting that higher standard. I want to challenge my people in this community to, instead of pretending that everything is copacetic, right? Copacetic, I think, is the actual word. But instead of pretending that everything is copacetic, like, let's be honest. And if it is chaotic, then let's accept and admit that it is chaotic, but let's also take the conscious steps to defuse the bomb, right? To untie the knot, to relieve ourselves of some of these stressors that are unnecessary. And so many of these stressors come from truly not taking responsibility in the areas that we should, in the areas that we could, in the areas that we can, in the things that are at hand that should be taken care of. They get placed to the side over and over and over again. Until one day we look up and we have this pile of things that we've been delaying and we've been procrastinating around that are just staring us in the face, that are haunting us, that are disturbing us, and that make us feel like there is no hope to overcome. But there is hope, and it starts with taking responsibility. How? You might ask, how do I take responsibility? Well, let me just give you a few things that have worked for me, because that's all I can share. And I'm not guaranteeing or promising that these things will work for you, but I can tell you that they'll work as hard as you do on you. So one, get clear on your goals. Get clear on where you're headed and what you desire to create, to build, to establish the lifestyle. And for the people who say, well, I don't know what my purpose is, which is so often the conversation. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you don't have a purpose to focus on, then don't focus on a purpose. Focus on a lifestyle. Focus on what's valuable to you, what's important to you. Focus on what gives you energy and makes you feel enlightened, what makes you feel excited, what makes you hype, what makes you want to high five, dance, let loose, right? Laugh. If it's comedy, go to a comedy show, right? If it's music, then go somewhere where you can dance. If it's artwork, then go to a museum or figure out how to connect with and support your local artists. But find some clarity, right? Get in touch with yourself as a way to build towards your greatness and take responsibility. Because when you just say, like, oh, man, I'll get to it eventually, that's not taking responsibility. That's procrastination. That's delaying, but that's not delayed gratification. That's just delaying. See, taking responsibility is the best way to end suffering in silence. The suffering in silence that we so often see by punishing ourselves throughout our lives. By refusing to practice any self-care. Refusing to be honest with ourselves, right? Refusing to build ourselves in the areas that we know we feel weak. And we feel weak because we probably are in all reality, but there are steps that can be taken. And back to those steps for taking responsibility, look, make a list, write it down. I can only say it so much, but I will continue to say it until you take action. Get the notebook It could be a napkin, it could be a scratch paper, whatever it is, but write down some things that you want to create in your life, some things that you want to develop in your life, a direction that you want to go in your life, a place you want to visit, food you want to taste, people you want to spend time with. Talk about, like, write down and speak to yourself in a way that is conducive with your growth. But if you go in saying, yeah, I don't think it's going to work for me, then you're right. And at the same time, if you go in saying, I got this, this is mine, I'm going to win, I can be a champion, you may not win immediately. But that mindset of eventuality, of not giving up, not waving the white flag, not just taking it easy and, you know, copping out, that mindset, it'll get you to where you want to go and where you need to go. It's just a matter of when. And another tip that I'll give you is to align yourself with people who supports your higher self, not your lower self. And this is a tough pill to swallow. If the people around you are too easy on you, then you may be suffering in silence because you don't have anyone to hold you accountable. And sometimes the person to your left or to your right, or who you love spending the most time with, the most amazing person in your life, who you love, who you care for, who you cherish, that person can't develop you, can't challenge you, because they're too close. And it's not always fun whenever you come to terms with it, but that doesn't mean you can't have that person in your life. That just means you can't turn to that person for the specific high-level goals that you may have. And at the moment where you realize that, make sure that you start to ask yourself, what type of people accomplish the goals that you have? What's the mindset of the person who accomplishes the goal that you have? What time do they wake up in the morning? Do they think about tomorrow's task today? Does that person tip at all? Or does that person tip heavily, right? Did that person give back to the community? Does that person go for walks, runs, do push-ups, sit-ups? Does that person share love and inspire others? What does that person do? What is that person like? Because that person is who you are on the path to becoming. So the question is, are you living in accordance with what you say you want to attract? Or are you not taking responsibility? Just ask yourself that. And look, I want to wrap things up early today with a quote, and this quote is by Noam Chomsky. And the quote says, optimism is a strategy for making a better future. Because unless you believe that the future can be better, you are unlikely to step up and take responsibility for making it so. So what I hope that you would take from this is just taking a moment to sit and ask yourself, am I actually taking responsibility for my actions? Am I actually taking responsibility for my actions? Am I taking responsibility for my mental and physical health? Am I taking responsibility for my well-being, or for the things or the people in my life who mean so much to me? Am I taking responsibility for my job and whatever my job duties are? Am I taking responsibility for my life and the intentions that I casually may say, but I also have to follow up with actions? And if you are, then this podcast ends here. I guess you you just got an extra little nudge and congratulations. But if you start thinking through your life and you realize and come to terms with the fact that maybe you aren't taking responsibility in all the areas that you should or that you desire to, then welcome to the community. You're at the right place. We may not get you there overnight or immediately through one episode, but what I can tell you is that that's what we do here. We build people. We encourage, we inspire, we motivate, we challenge, but more than anything, we build people. And so, if you're ready to build and to grow, then come back here next week. As always, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. I believe in your ability to do so. And with that in mind, I hope that you can start to believe in yourself. Because once you do, you start acting in accordance with it. You start moving different. You deserve that. So today, whenever it is that you're listening to this, when this episode ends, I need you to take action. Go be great. Live your best life. Take responsibility for your growth during the transition season, because guess what? Before you know it, it'll be a new year. And after that, before you know it, it'll be a new year. So let's be intentional about the time that we have that's flying by, whether we like it or not. Why? Because you deserve it. It's Corey.